From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Roxanne Roberts, Bobcat Goldthwait, and Brian Babylon. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Lee calling from Fairbanks, Alaska.
How are things in beautiful Fairbanks?
Well, let's just say there's a reason tourism comes to a screeching halt in December.
Yeah. We were there in August of 2011. We had a wonderful time. Beautiful place that you live.
Yeah, I noticed you came in August.
Yes. Lee, it's nice to have you with us. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Lee's topic?
It may be that my heart is two sizes too small.
We have met the enemy in the war on Christmas, and it is us. This week, our panelists are going to tell you three stories of people who are threatening to ruin Christmas for the rest of us. Guess the true story, you'll win Santa Carl's voice on your voicemail. Ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, first let's hear from Roxanne Roberts.
You know how rich people stay rich? By being incredibly cheap. This month's tale of Scrooge-like scrimping comes from Newport Beach, California, where wealthy yacht owners are threatening to cancel their annual boat parade and light display to protest a dock rent increase. Homeowners typically spend thousands of dollars to decorate their boats and houses for Christmas. This year's crop include a reindeer carousel, Santa in a hot air balloon, and penguins dressed for a luau. But all that is endangered by a tiny proposed hike in dock fees. Yacht owners paid the rock-bottom price of $100 a year for two decades, the equivalent of a rent-controlled penthouse in Manhattan, and are facing hikes of $250 to $3,000. So Bob McAfee, head of the Stop the Dock Tax, wants a boycott and no Christmas lights. His neighbor Pete Pallett told the LA Times he has mixed emotions, but he will go dark unless the hike vote is delayed. Quote, otherwise, game on, the modern translation for bah humbug.
The yacht owners of Newport Beach threatening not to decorate their yachts for Christmas unless they get a break from taxation. Your next story of a holiday Grinch comes from Brian Babylon.
Every year, the Park Slope Co-op in Brooklyn hosts a Santa photo op for the members' families. If you're not familiar with the Park Slope Co-op, it's an organic grocery store for people allergic to corn syrup and fun. This year, the co-op took its healthy eating mantra a step too far. They hired a skinny Santa. According to the co-op, quote, Santa realizes he hasn't been a good role model for kids in the past, so he's cut processed wheat and dairy from his diet. Gone is his bowl full of jelly belly. Gone are his chubby red cheeks. Gone, too, is his giant synthetic suit. As a co-op parent, Tony Miner, describes in the Village Voice, my kids completely lost respect for Santa. There's nothing fun about a guy counting calories. Plus, his bony knees made too many toddlers cry.
A skinny Santa at the Park Slope Food Co-op in Brooklyn. And your last story of someone trying to spoil Christmas comes from Bobcat Goldthwait.
Port Talbot, Wales, like many towns all over the world, has a manger in its town square with animals, wise men, and baby Jesus. And after requests from another religious community in town, the Jedi, it now has a manger showing the medical deck on the asteroid colony of Paulus Massa, showing the birth of Luke Skywalker. However, local vandals did not take too kindly to the space-themed nativity and stole baby Luke Skywalker from his cradle. Jedi Porter Baron, the group's leader, turned to the local media in an effort to have baby Luke return. It disturbs the force that in these times that all faiths are not respected equally, and myself and my brother and sisters Jedi Knights have been deeply hurt by the lack of sensitivity and attention that has been shown by the local authorities in helping return baby Luke. Mr. Byron added, also, the Luke doll wasn't even ours. It was on loan to us from a Jedi chapter from Hartford.
All right. One of these stories may ruin somebody's Christmas. Is it from Roxanne Roberts, how the yacht owners of Newport Beach might go on strike and not decorate their yachts? From Brian Babylon, how a food co-op in Brooklyn has hired a skinny Santa to demonstrate better nutritional ideas? Or from Bobcat Goldthwait, the vandalism of a Jedi manger? Which of these is the real story in the week's news?
Man, I so want the skinny Santa to be the right one, but I'm tempted to go with Roxanne, but then I know so many people have.
Whoa. Hey, what's that?
Wait a minute.
I thought what we had was special. you crazy little minx.
I think I'm going to go for the canceled boat parade.
You're going to go for the threatened canceled boat parade.
Yes,
that's Roxanne's story. Despite the fact that she's led so many, as you say, down the road to perdition, you're choosing Roxanne's story. Well, we spoke to one of the people involved in the true story.
There was an attempted boycott of the annual Newport Beach Christmas boat parade. If anything, it hardened the council to move forward because it irritated them.
So that was Rush Hill, the mayor pro tem of Newport Beach, California, talking about the threat of withholding Christmas lights on the yachts. By the way, I just want to say that even though I knew which real story it was, I used to be a member of the Park Slope Food Co-op, and I totally believed Brian's story. I was like, yep, that's what they do. Nonetheless, you were smarter than me. You picked Roxanne's story. That means you win our prize. Congratulations. You will get Carl's voice on your home voicemail. Well done.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.